what God has done. Amen. So what I need to tell you, what I have to tell you is that God is wonderful and God is powerful and God loves to do amazing things if only we could understand His word correctly. Amen. Oh, I forgot to bring that just small present for you. This is a poster of last year's Cambodian event that took place last November. It shows pretty much our vision, and I think it is God's vision that to perfect praises from the mouth of children and infants, as Jesus put it in Matthew 21, verse 16. It shows some cities, though it's not all, because now too many cities have this. So most of all, I want to thank you for your prayer and for your support, and mostly for your love that I feel even in Cambodia. So this, why don't you come, Wally, as a representative of the church. I want to give it to you. And in doing so, I want, this is what I'm giving to the Vincent Baptist Church.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Yes. So Chandler gave me just few minutes, so I have to hurry. There's always tension, okay, between Chandler and me, so though we are very good friends. I love Chandler, you know. Every time I come to Louisville, yes, I know I'm going home, but this particular year, as I as my flight, as my plane from Melbourne, Florida, was approaching Louisville, and I saw from the aerial view the city of Louisville for the first time. My heart was filled with thanksgiving. Somehow, I feel like I want to tell Louisville, the city of Louisville, hey, thank you. Yeah, I know that my thanksgiving ultimately goes to my father. Yes, there's no question, but somehow I wanted to express my thanksgiving. Hey, Louisville, I need to thank you. Somehow you raised me, you grew me, okay? So here I studied theology, and I graduated from one of the best seminary in the world, so I'm very proud of. And yes, last year I had 1 week intensive lecture course about systematic theology of praise in Kenya, Nairobi, and also India, Assam area. You saw the picture and some weird music, right? I cannot follow, okay, their rhythm and melody. It's kind of weird, right? Indian music is that way, okay? Thank God you were born in here, okay? So don't have to learn this weird, you know, music system. And there also I spent 1 week teaching praise theology. And how come I could do that without studying in this beautiful city? And how come I could do that having great experience in Vincent Baptist Church? So my something was stirring in my mind as I was on the plane. And thank you, Jacob, you selected a song, I Fly Away, okay? That is particularly for me, because this Tuesday, I will fly away, okay? To Memphis, where we have this New Praise Festival this Saturday, and then to Reno, Nevada. So there I will be leading praise seminar again, and then go to Korea to celebrate my mother's 80th birthday. And then I have to return to Seattle to participate in Korean Baptist Pastors Association in Seattle. And then go to Brazil, as you saw. Yeah, I have to visit Brazil. And then for the first time this year, Paraguay. Okay, please pray for me. Sometimes I feel really weak, not just in a physical sense, but also my spirit. Yes, I'm just normal person like you. So if God is not with me, and if God doesn't give me power, then I'm so weak. Yeah. So I need your prayer. And then in September, I will have to spend maybe 3 weeks or so in Africa. In Zambia, there is scheduled 1 week of this praise theology class, intensive course for praise musicians and ministers and pastors there. Not only for Zambia, but for all the key persons from neighbor countries. So we now have 5 years planned for Africa. This year, we will attack southern Africa. And then next year, then West Africa, and then East Africa, and then North Africa, and then Central Africa. So we divided, actually, okay, that in five chunks, okay? So that's what, not my idea, that's what the African pastor, who is now regional director for New Praise Ministry, who has about 40 years of experience about children's ministry. Can you believe it? She is amazing, amazing lady, and also theologian. She is teaching abroad many times. And thank God, actually, some 3 years ago, after reviewing all the documents regarding this New Praise Ministry, she invited me to Africa. That's why I began to visit Africa annually. So it's God's providence and God's will. So, but now I'm just a small person and weak, so I need your prayer, and I thank you for your prayer. Yeah. And then in October, I will visit India, and we scheduled, there is actually Transformation World Conference, International Conference, where I will somehow present this New Praise Ministry, and then continue, then maybe next year or before 1 week of that conference, we will have New Praise, first New Praise Festival in India, the area where I visited last year. And then afterward, pray for Cambodia, okay? Then I'll be back to Cambodia. Last year we had three events in three cities, like Phnom Penh is the capital city, and then Siem Reap is maybe famous for Angkor Wat. Angkor Wat is a huge temple, actually. You have to visit there if you want to understand Cambodian mind and Cambodian culture. So that there is amazing things, antique remnants, but still so many people visiting. And then another city is Kampong Cham. It's an economically challenging area. So we had three events last year, and we hope, we plan to have, again, three events in Cambodia. And in Phnom Penh, last year, as you have witnessed, we had more than 160 participants. That was by far the biggest number since 2001. And how come it would be possible in the Buddhist country? Okay, not in Christian country, in Buddhist country. Can you imagine that? So many children are coming to praise the Lord. Many of them are non-Christians, but now they feel that they have to do that. Amen. Amen. I know that they are not understand still what is gospel, what is the meaning of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, but over the long haul, they will understand. And some of them are already Christians. And you saw the choir ensemble who were invited to Korea and did a great performance, okay? They are Christians now, but their family background is actually Buddhist, okay? Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is that's not my doing. God has done through many missionaries there. Yeah, many missionaries are teaching gospel and praise music. Thankfully, even as Cambodia is a Buddhist country, there is no persecution for now. So we have to make the most of this opportunity. You never know when this door will be closed. Yeah. So please pray for Cambodia as well. And now, having said that, I want to connect to that report, today's sermon, that the title of which is Ultimate Prayer, that comes from Psalm 28, verse 9. So let's read together. Why don't we stand and read together just this one particular verse, Psalm 29, verse 28, verse 9, 1, 2, 3. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Be their shepherd also and carry them forever. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, let us indulge in your word, Lord. Please reveal your will and the secret embedded in this word, Lord, so as to transform our idea, so that we could transform our life and also the community, Father. We thank you for your word. I pray in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, have a seat. Be seated. Now, in this short verse, I found four very important prayers. The first one is save thy people. That is plea for salvation. Yes, we have to do that. That comes from the knowledge of knowing your sin and knowing your desperate status. If we don't know that, then how can we pray like that? Okay, so we need salvation, and knowing God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. If we don't know God this much, then how can we pray? And how can we know that God is hearing our prayer? There are so many people who are praying at the same time. Okay, oh my goodness. But we know that God is omnipotent. God is all-powerful, and God is omniscient. God is all-knowing, and God is omnipresent. God is all-present. So we are bold enough to pray to God every time, anywhere. Amen. And knowing, we know that God loves you. God loves us. Even as we believe that God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present, if God doesn't love you, maybe you fail. You're wasting time, right? So we know that God loves us. That gives us boldness to pray to God, Lord, I need this. Yes, but what I need is, Lord, please save thy people. And knowing God loves other people too. Yeah, if we know that God doesn't love other people, then how can we pray like that? It's impossible. So we have to know that God loves other people too. Yes, God loves America. Okay, long live America. But also long live Cambodia too. Long live Korea too. Long live Japan. Yeah, if they are giving God glory, if they are God's children, if they are now with contrite heart coming to the Lord. And knowing God hears your prayer, yes, we know that God hears our prayer. Actually, God is waiting for our prayer. Amen? So, this particular one is very important. Yes, this is plea for salvation for others. If you're not praying for others' salvation, chances are you're not saved at all. Yeah, please check yourself. Yeah. And Psalms 50:14-15, I will read this. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and pay your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I shall rescue you. I shall rescue you, and you will honor me. Yes. This is, I think, the first and foremost important prayer we should do for others. If you are saved. And number two, it says, bless thine people. And this is plea for blessing. The prerequisite of that is the knowledge that God is the original blessing. Yes. And the blessing is God's intention for you. If that is not the case, you're wasting time. But thank God, blessing is God's intention for us. Amen? So that's why we have to pray for the blessing for other people too. Blessing is absolutely necessary. I will get back to that. And God wants you to be the blessing for others, as we all know. Okay, when we look at the Genesis 27, verse 6 to 13, this is kind of lengthy verses, so I don't read that. But you know all the story, okay, regarding, you know, Rebecca convinced, actually, Jacob, okay, to lie, okay, to his own father to get blessing. Now, can you understand that? Can you understand this picture? In this contemporary society, blessing has quite different meaning as back then. So you won't do this for the blessing, actually. Yeah? You won't lie anybody. And then as we studied that, then somehow we know that the blessing was to them absolutely necessary. There are only two ways. You will be blessed or you will be cursed. Okay? So we have to decide between those two things. But now the word gives us another option, okay? Okay, you can be free from God's blessing or from curse. You can live on your own, okay? Live as you would like. That is the word giving the third option. But in the Bible, there is no third option. Okay, there's only two. Whether you get blessed or you get cursed. So this story very clearly shows this fact and this perspective. So I want us to have this desire. Yes, I need your blessing, Lord, every day. And as I need this blessing, Lord, the people, that people also need your blessing desperately. They are dying because they are not blessed. Okay? We hear lots of bad news every day. And sometimes we don't understand why. But somehow this gives us some aspect of understanding. Yes. If they are not blessed, then they are cursed. That is the biblical fact. And then number third, be their shepherd. This is plea for guidance, knowing that you are lost without shepherd. Yes, now the word shepherd is coming here. God is the only shepherd who can guide and protect and feed you. And the shepherdship relation is thus established. The word relation, I want to emphasize here. Acts 13, verse 2, and while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. The guidance, the word guidance, the subject of guidance has been the most, one of the most important subjects through the Old Testament. But not only in the Old Testament, as you see here in the New Testament, guidance of the Holy Spirit is all the way through the most important thing. If we lose that, then we will wander in this fallen world. So Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. And now here, that verse reminds me of the word that is relationship. And now I will show you a funny picture, funny photo. Do you see? Okay. That's in Florida. Okay. I got a new job feeding dogs. I stayed in the American coordinator of this new praise festival for just 1 week. And this family raises three dogs. So I love dogs, okay? So I fed them, okay? They love me. They look like they love me, okay? Okay, the next picture, okay, I love you. I want to have some relationship with you. And then, you know, I did everything, okay? Now, the problem is, after they got whatever they want, they fled. They ran away, okay? So, I thought that is not the way I want to relate to them, okay? So, my you know, conclusion is, don't be like dog in regard to faith. Amen? Yeah, don't be like that. And you know, that is somehow talking to me. Yes, sometimes after, you know, before if I need something, then I run to the Lord, and Lord, I need this. I plead. And then after I got that, Lord, thank you, bye. Okay? Today I'm very busy. Okay? See you later. Okay? I think that was sometimes my attitude. I repent. Yeah. So we have to check this, whether we act like dogs. Okay? And number four, carry them forever. That is plea for eternal life in heaven. Okay? The word forever sticks out. Okay? Knowing that there is heaven, okay, then all that is of the world will perish. And only through Jesus you can go to heaven. And in heaven we will serve God forever. Okay? Those knowledges should be before we pray that way. Okay, carry them forever. We will serve God forever in heaven. Amen. And this desire is exactly there for other people too. They have to. And there is actually privilege to serve God forever. We were given plenty of time, eternal time, to serve our loving Father. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? If God said, hey, you have only 10,000 years to serve me, and then that's it, will you be happy? No. I will ask God more, few more years. No, not just few more years. Hey, Lord, I need eternity. Eternity to serve you. Amen. In that sense, we have to pray for other people that they could also have this privilege. This privilege. And, okay, these four categories I present to you, and then maybe most of our prayer fall into one of those four categories, right? So whether you pray for other people's salvation or blessing or than guidance, or than forever, this eternity, okay, eternal blessing. Is that all that we pray for? And I think there should be one more. That comes from Psalm 67, verse 3. Let's read together. Let the peoples praise thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise thee. And this is plea for praise by all the people. As I ran into this particular verse, that struck me, actually. And I had to think about whether I pray that way or not. So why we have to pray like that? If they are saved, if they are blessed, if they are guided by the Holy Spirit, and then if they know that they will serve God eternally, and we might think that that's all. That's all you need. Okay, you're in good shape. Okay? But there's one more. And why do we have to pray for this? Number five is knowing that God created them all for the purpose of praise. This is about the purpose of human being, purpose of our being. God is pleased by our praise. Okay, this is about how can we please God ultimately. How can we please God? Yes, there are so many ways will you think. Yes, that's true. That's true. There are all the ministries you are doing are pleasing God. Amen. But there is something quite unique to this praise ministry is that this is the only ministry that lasts forever. Okay? This is very, very unique. And there is only one ministry. Okay, if you are involved in mercy ministry, will you do that in heaven? Unfortunately, you can't do that. There is no people who need your mercy. Amen? Okay? Do you want to meet someone very poor and needy in heaven? No way. Okay? So mercy ministry will stop. Hallelujah. Okay? Wow. Isn't it amazing? Yeah. And then God created the whole universe for the same purpose. If you read Psalm 148 or so, then you can find that. We don't have time for that. Our eternal ministry in heaven is to praise and worship God. Yes, the Bible, the four principles of Bible is as we've learned in seminary, okay? First is authority, and second is necessity and sufficiency. And then clarity. Bible teaches something very clearly, okay? Bible doesn't let us just fumble around. No. Look at verse Isaiah 43:21, the people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise. In other version, the people whom I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. And the word here used in Hebrew word used here is a musical term, tehillah, song of praise. It's very clear. So I don't know why, but God loves to hear our praise song. Amen. So we have to support Jacob more. And look at the verse, Psalm 69, verse 30 and 31. I will praise the name of God with song and shall magnify him with thanksgiving. And look at the next verse. And it will please the Lord better than an ox or a young bull with horns and hooves. I could say this particular verse changed my life. Yes. Wow. If you want to please God, okay, then you might want to remember this. You might want to learn this by heart. Somehow, I could put this way. There are two kinds of Christian people. One, Christian people, okay, they want to be pleased by God. And the other group is they want to please God. There's nothing wrong with this first group, but if their purpose is only that, that is problematic. They're not in good shape. Because they think they are still at the center of the universe. They should be pleased by all means. No. The Bible tells that we are not center of the universe. We are just poor sinners. And God is the center of the universe. God is the maker of the universe. So we are created to please God. Amen. This is my testimony. I hope Chandler will give me just a few more minutes, okay, to do this. This is regarding this, okay? Thank you, Chandler. What happened last year in Kenya, you know, so as I told you, you can show the picture of the lady. Yeah, okay. What happened was in Kenya, as I told you, I had to lead 1 week of intensive praise theology course at the certain Christian university. That is a Scott Christian University at the outskirts of Nairobi. The region is called Machakos. You can find it. Scott Christian University. In that university, I had to teach seminary students and then pastors there from all the angles of Kenya. So few students had to spend one whole day, okay, to get to this the place, and then we had to stay there 1 week because this intensive course, it begins from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. So very demanding course, and then so therefore they designated one room, okay, or two room, okay, also a few rooms, okay, for students and for me. And then it turned out that the toilet of my room broke. So around the night before the lecture is supposed to begin, around 10 p.m., I had to choose another possibility of lodging. And then they actually guided me, brought me to a family who was an employee of that college. Okay, they have their own home in this campus, okay, so that it will be easier for them, okay, to commute. It's a good way. So I just ended up being in a family, and then as I entered the room, living room, I found there is a upright piano. And can you imagine, in Kenya, in outskirts of Nairobi, you can find an upright piano in a normal family? That's a weird thing, actually. You know, yeah. But thank God, I found that there is an upright piano. And then it turned out that the lady, okay, the wife, housewife, was learning piano. And then she first met me in the night, okay? So she had one question, okay, what? And then I went to that house with the pastor Mary. I told you she is the one who is the African regional director of New Praise Society. And then her name, the housewife's name, is Grace. And Grace asked Pastor Mary, "What is Dr. Johan doing?" Yeah, that is a very natural question, right? Yeah, she has to know. Okay, so someone who will stay at least one night. Okay, it's a very unknown people. Okay, unknown man. And then Pastor Mary told her, okay, we are so tired, okay, so preparing all the things, and then, so she just told her, okay, he is doing New Praise Ministry, so maybe she thought that, okay, the Grace doesn't know anything about, okay, New Praise Ministry, okay, and then, you know, surprisingly, she told me, hey, you, New Praise Ministry, somehow I knew that. And then she ran to the upright piano, and on the upright piano, she brought some stack of paper, and that is the paper. Okay, so go back to that, okay? Thank you. Go back to, yeah, okay. That stack of paper, that was actually a children's hymn book for piano I published in Korea. And I put it on the online so that anybody can download it for free. And it will cost you $20 if you want that book. I can order for you, okay? But just save money, okay? And you can download from cover to from first cover to back cover online for free. Amen? Okay? So that's that bull in Africa. Can you imagine? So I was so surprised, and then I had to ask her, hey, where did you get that? And then she told me, oh, my piano teacher told me about that. Wow, it is amazing. It is the last thing I could ever imagine that happened in Africa. And then I asked her, hey, do you know who wrote that book? And then she said, no. And I told her, it's me, actually. Did you see the name? Okay, the next, yeah. And then he is clearly, so this is the original, but, you know, she printed out, you know, black, white, you know, printer. So that is, you know. And then she was overjoyed. And then she told me, hey, don't go away. For 1 week, you have to stay at my home. Okay? And the next morning, you will see the breakfast. It's amazing. It was amazing. The choice food. Okay? So I was treated like, I have to say, like king, really. You know, I actually, before I went to Nairobi, I worked with Tanzania. In Tanzania, you saw that, okay? So in Tanzania and in Nairobi, the roads are bumpy and not paved. So there are lots of dust on my shoes. And one day I found that the grace, okay, cleaned my shoes. Can you imagine? What should I do? I only thank God, Lord. So thank God my toilet broke. Amen? If my toilet was okay, had been okay, you know, this encounter might have been impossible. Yes. She just, you know, played from that song, from that book, and I just, you know, without knowing that, just I taught 1 week, and then I visited another place. And then the next picture will show the class, okay, and then how they eagerly gathered together, praising God, and learned this theology about praise. And the next picture showing my teaching, I was teaching Grace. Okay, she became the first student, piano student of me in Africa. And the next picture shows, you know, her whole family. Her husband is John. He is like a CPA for that particular university. And, you know, it was amazing to see that he told me that he is learning Hebrew and then listening Hebrew lecture at 2 a.m. And why in the world 2 a.m.? I asked him, and he said, yeah, I hear online lecture from Israel directly. Wow, you know, African people, so filled with desire. Amen. So I know that someday African people will be doing amazing things for the glory of God. And finally, again, back to the word Psalm 63, verse 3. Let's read together once again. Let the peoples praise thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise thee. Yes, I think this is ultimate prayer. Yes, now that we all are saved and we all are living, you know, without any danger, then that's it? No. Then we have to give God glory. So that's why yesterday we had Louisville New Praise Festival. We had some 18 children and students who with praise song and praise music gave God glory. We thank that we saw the future, our future there. Amen. So let this be our vision. Yes, And let this be our prayer. Lord, let that neighborhood, okay, praise you. And if they, if your neighborhood or if other, certain people should praise God, they should be saved. Without being saved, how can they praise God? They should be blessed. Without being blessed, how can you fully praise God? They should be guided by the Holy Spirit. Without being guided by the Holy Spirit, how can you praise God? Accordingly, so somehow, this number five includes actually everything. Everything. This is not a separate prayer. Hallelujah. So, with this, we can focus on the ultimate prayer. Yes, for that cause, we will evangelize people. And we will say that God is God of blessing. And we will say that you need God's guidance. You need the Holy Spirit. In that way, ultimately we can please God. Let's pray. Let's take time for prayer. And please survey our prayer list and request. And then we come to the Lord with humble heart. Dearly Father, we are humbled before your word. And thank you for your grace and love through Jesus Christ on the cross. And thank you for the divine knowledge that shapes us, that molds us more and more like you, Father. And let us serve you in a way that pleases you. And let us serve other people that they someday, knowing that you are the Creator, you are the God of glory, and you are the loving Father, that they give you praise through your name. In the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brandon, why don't you come and...